read this again, kind of hear what you hear and see what you see around something new and possibly related to Cotty Wampling. All right, out beyond the ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there's a field. I'll meet you there, where the soul lies down in that grass. The world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, even the phrase each other doesn't make any sense. The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep. You must ask for what you really want. Don't go back to sleep. People are going back and forth across the door sill, where the two worlds touch. The door is round and open. Don't go back to sleep. All right. So what's coming up?
When I like read it and heard it in the video originally, like I didn't really get it. Like I felt it, but I didn't really get it. The word just weren't adding up for me. But from some of the conversations I was having this morning, like reading it now, for me, transport me outside everything. Like it shows me a space, or it moves me to a space outside the words, the thoughts, the beliefs, the attitudes, everything, to this quietness, this stillness. And to me, that's this grass and this field that is what I heard that it was pointing to. And it was talking about all the noise in the world. It's just far too much. And sometimes it makes sense, or it doesn't, and it doesn't really matter. And the breeze that has the secret, that's like that beautiful, like the intelligence, the wisdom that just flows in when you're in that place. And like, don't go back to sleep. It's like, you know, don't get caught up in your thoughts. Don't, and try to wrestle with it, etc. And people go back and forward. Yeah, people fall back into the thoughts and get caught up in it and then fall out of it, and that beauty of it. One line that kind of felt, what does that mean? Kind of where I'm now is, you must ask for what you really want. And part of me felt like, oh, that's like thinking. The other part of me felt like it's like a knowing that comes through. So I'm not at this point sure exactly what that means. Maybe, yeah, somebody else might see differently, and love to hear what you think too.
I've committed myself now. I put my hand up.
Go for it.
Okay. Right. I found it particularly helpful, that poem this week, because I just lots of things going on, but and normally I've sort of been one for looking at a problem and then sort of sometimes figuring out from the problem angle in my life, and then I was to looking at a solution, so, and having a positive mind and finding my way through. That's been really helpful as well. And then and just an answer came, like, in it's just things could easily go wrong if I you know, try and push it. I thought, well, what I could do is just sit and leave the space open for other people to bring the, you know, not, you know, sit back and go, oh yeah, it'll get sorted, but just sort of sit there and give enough space to be able to let people come up with, you know, with the solution, rather than me trying to drive it sort of all the time. And which is, there's a temptation to do that if you're that sort of fixer type of person. It's been, that particular thing has been really, really helpful at just different points in the week, different reasons. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to share.
Beautiful. Yeah, both of you, especially the openness. And kind of going back to question about, what was the line, that you must ask for what you want. Does anybody have an idea, or just what comes to them in that? Because I have one, but I'd love it if anybody else had a strong feeling on their side. Anyone? All right, got a bunch of hands.
This might just be a personal thing, really. But for me, that was the line that stood out, actually, when you read it out. And I think what it is that we quite often we think we're asking for what we want, but we're not actually really allowing ourselves to properly ask what we really want. Because what we really want sometimes seems so, if we think about it, seems so out there or so lovely and so much fun, and we couldn't possibly be allowed to have a life like that. This is my own personal thing, obviously. But for me, it's like, what do you really, really want deep inside in your soul? So don't do the surface, what do you want? And what do others want for you? What is coming from your soul?
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So that's the line that stood out for me.
And where do you think that want comes from? That Ooh. Really deep want?
Well, my initial, my thought is that it comes from joy, really deep down inside, that's beyond your thoughts and your ego and who you think you are. But I can't really answer that completely. That's quite a tricky one. <All right. laughs> Maybe you could answer that one.
Yeah, well, I can just share what I see on that. Again, it's not capital T truth by any means. You know, what I see about what we really want from that special place that you're talking about, Thryn, like beyond all the worldly stuff, but really, really we want what we want. You know, that's, to me, that's our will, our want. And it's so what we really want is what the universe really wants. And all that's, I mean, how you said it was from the deepest part of you. Like, yeah, that's, and who is that, the deepest part of you? You know, and then like you kind of, I love how you described it. Like you have all your worldly stuff, like what other people, you think other people want or what you should want, but that's our personal thinking.
Yeah. You know?
So what I heard in that almost is you answering your own question that you had on Facebook. Isn't that cool?
Yes. But sometimes that answer's a bit scary, isn't it?
Yeah. It turns how you look at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, beautiful. Thank you.
All right. Hello, everyone. Okay, this just jumped at me. So I hope it makes sense to someone. But as I was listening to you rereading the poem, what I saw was that the poem itself goes back and forth across the door sill. So the first part talks about ideas, language, anything making no sense anymore in that field of non-thought. But then we get back into, don't go back to sleep. You must ask for what you want. Don't go back to sleep. And for me, that feels like doing and like thinking and figuring things out. So That's what I see in it right now. It's like, oh my gosh, the poem goes back and forth too. And if we stick to the field, we don't really need to ask for what we want, right? Because that's not even relevant. Like you said, what we want and what God wants is one and the same. We don't need words. We don't need to figure things out. But then when we get back a little away from that field and words start coming in again, then it makes sense maybe not to go back to sleep and for to ask what we want, but that the poem basically dances between the two itself. Mm. Anyway, I don't know if that makes any sense to anyone, but that's what I got.
Very cool. Isn't it lovely to hear what everyone hears in this one poem? It's purely amazing. And thank you. I hadn't seen that. I hadn't seen that about how the poem is actually going back and forth across the door sill. Thank you. And I saw another hand up. I'm not sure who.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
So I was listening to Sid this morning talk about the information is in the feeling. And for me, it seems like we get a feeling and then we make up a story about it with our thinking. And that is going back to sleep. Sorry again. So we go into our thinking about it. We go into our judgment about it. And we lose the opportunity to actually absorb the information that is in the feeling. So for me, the word dawn is very revealing in that sense. Because the dawn for me is when the feeling appears before it's way too bright with too much thinking about it. You see, so if you just stay in that dawn, if you just stay with the feeling and don't go back to sleep into the thinking, the information that is in the feeling will come to you. And that, like Sid said, is all you need. Mm. So you see, the ideas of right and wrong, it's the same thing. It's just judgment. It's just staying in that area right before the judgment, just staying with the feeling, just staying in the dawn. And the idea of the breeze is just so refreshing. No, it doesn't sound stale at all. And so, yeah, people are crossing the doors here all the time. They have the feeling, but they go back into their thinking, and they have the feeling, and they go back into their thinking. But you will inevitably go back to the feeling, and you will inevitably go back to the thinking. But in that tiny little space between the two, that is where the information is. That is where the real nuggets are, where the real meat is. And the whole, you must ask for what you want bit, I agree with what everyone has said. There is a deeper wanting way beyond or before our ideas of what we lack or what we think or what we believe we need. And there's a difference between what we believe we need and what we actually want. What we actually want is so simple. Mm-hmm. What we actually want is just peace of mind and a beautiful feeling. That's it. But that sentence brings me back to something I read in the Gospel according to Thomas. That said, if you bring forward the truth that is inside you, that truth will save you. And then it goes on about other things. But it's just so cool to know that the truth inside you must be brought forward. It must be brought out into the world. It cannot stay inside you. You have to bring it into form. That's it. Thank you.
Marina says, that's it, like she just said two words that didn't mean much.
That's like the mic drop moment.
I know. That's it. That's all. All right. It's six, or it's 19 after the hour. We can go now. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I have an idea. What if we heard from someone, whether it's a question or a comment or anything that we haven't heard from yet? There's a few of you out there.
You asked about this, you must ask for what you really want.
Yeah.
And when I sit with that, what comes to me is the word clarity and kind of like a pure clarity from the heart. In the sense of, where do you want to aim yourself? What direction are you looking in? And it's curious to me that it doesn't say anything about getting what you want, or that there's any guarantee, or there's a real lightness in this, to me, there's a real lightness in this, the breeze at dawn that has such lightness. There's lightness in the door is round and open, you know, like just the imagery of round and open. Round is, to me, it's, you know, there's no edges. It's round, it's open. There's such a beauty in it. And it feels like this real gentle reminder, kind of what you were saying, Z, about don't go back to sleep. A really soft gentleness. That's what struck me.
Yeah. Since kind of hearing this poem and letting it sit for a few days, what's come up for you?
A lightness. You know, the beginning of it, beyond right and wrong, and I've known this poem for years, and it's one that I've loved. There's permission to just be, to be human, to be completely in thought, to be completely in, you know, your center of well-being, to go back and forth through the door. So for me, it's that reminder of you can't get it wrong. It's all good. All is well on a really deep level. Doesn't always feel that way. You know, we go in and out of that doorstep, but to me, it's just that reminder of what's available to us anytime, and that it's okay. We'll go in and out of that door, the round and open door. We'll go in and out of it, and that's mm-hmm. good. We can go in and out of it.
Yeah.
So it's permission to be.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not sure. I know I posted it late, but I made a video on Tuesday. Kind of the strangely, I didn't even think about it at the time, that really relates to this subject. A lot of different areas. And one is that there's no wrong. And, you know, I gave a story about I got on a wrong train. Air quotes, wrong train. I actually just got on a train. And that's what we all do all the time, you know, metaphorical trains. And I love that line, you must ask for what you really want. It doesn't say you're going to get it. You know, there's nothing in there about that. But it's just heading in that direction. And realizing we have no idea. No idea whatsoever. And it's almost when we think we know, it's almost like the universe comes and gives us a little slap or a love tap. Like, oh, gotcha. You know, yeah. And in my story about getting on the wrong train, you know, a couple years ago, I would have been like really bummed out for getting on the wrong train. And now I was really bummed out for like 20 seconds, maybe a little more, a little less. I really was like, as soon as I realized it, it was funny because where I was staying, it's way up in the mountains and you actually can't get there. They send someone down to get you. It's part of your boarding fee is someone comes to pick you up to drive you up the mountain. And I called and I'm like, where are you guys at? I'm waiting. And he's like, what town are you in? Because we were waiting and you did not get off the train. And that's the instant I said, oh my gosh. And I looked to see what town I was in and they're like, yeah, you're an hour away. And in the instant I'm like, oh no, I screwed up. You know, like my heart was like, oh, what are you gonna come get me? Am I gonna be down the mountain the rest of the day? Like, you know, all these things. And then this is what's different now than would have been 2 years ago. I was like, huh, wonder what kind of adventure I'm going on today. You know, and it's like, how often can we all do that? And whether we see it instantly or we never go into that place of, oh, I screwed up or this isn't right,
or if it takes a week or a month or sometimes a year before we see the gift of what was hidden in the quote wrong, because there really isn't a wrong. You know, it's like, how many times are we gifted by the quote wrong move that was actually the right move all along?